you've just happened to find this audio and you'd like to find a lot more in this complete study of Colossians, just go to www.allnationsradio.podomatic.com.
Well, where are we, Adam?
Somewhere in...
I mean, in physically.
Oklahoma City.
We don't even know what it's called.
No.
But it's an 825 Research
Parkway. 855 Research Parkway. Or 825.
825.
825 Research Parkway. Somewhere in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, there's a round thing. You can, if the big Genzyme building out there was not... it says Genzyme on it. If it were not there, we could see the state capitol. Where if you go down Lincoln from the state capitol south, we're about at 750 would be where you would need to turn into Research Parkway. You can see a sign right there. It says Research Parkway.
Yep.
So, we're a little bit hot here. On the mic.
Oh.
And, we've been doing our Bible study. Those of you who are following it, I need to say that you can find most of our stuff by process of elimination, but you can find a lot of audios and things at www.allnationsradio.podomatic.com. We have another site that's almost exactly like that. It's just allnations.podomatic.com. Between those two, you can find all this, but the radio one, that's the one that we keep these audios on. A link to these videos, the live videos and the recordings. So, but our central site is just a simple site with a bunch of links and some articles and things, I think. But it's www.wordchurch.biz. But we were talking last time about Colossians 1, 9 through 14, and we were going to go on. I thought about going on, and I thought, nah, we talked about some of it, but I think we need to talk about more of it. It just seems to be that's what we should do today.
Yep.
But let me read it, that section. I'm reading King James kind of modernized, just kind of modernize it as I go. There's some normal words in here, the older words. Normal to us. If we'd spoken them in the time of King James, he wonder what are these guys talking about? They're talking gibberish. They must be from Ireland or something.
Flocks.
Or up in Scotland somewhere. What are they talking about? For this cause we also, verse 9, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you. And this cause is, as he's talking about how much good the gospel's done, they've done so well with the gospel, with the good news that Epaphras has brought to them and at least taught them in. Just great things, and it's producing fruit everywhere, which we believe it still does. The Bible says it does everywhere, so we believe it still does. We believe somebody get into these scriptures we're talking about today can absolutely change a lot of things. But anyway, for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. That's Paul praying for the Colossians and people with him. To the desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. So, they'd had a lot of fruit, and he's praying they'll have more fruit. Increasing in the knowledge of God, and if somebody increases in the knowledge of God, there's no way they're going to go wrong. Know more about God and how God does things and everything. Knowing God, that's just the center of life, knowing God. This is eternal life, that you might know the one true God, Jesus Christ, who is sent. I mean, that's the core thing. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. Who doesn't need that? unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And, you know, if you're happy, we talked about that last time, you can get through anything if you're happy. You've got this big joy inside of you. People can call you anything or threaten anything. You still feel good. Just try not to laugh at them or in their face. Try not to do that. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us meet. This is the King James. This has made us meet. That is, made us worthy. Made us fit is what that means. Look it up in some other translations. Look up the words. He's made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. But God's got an inheritance for us, the saints who believe. How could he call us a saint? Well, that verse tells you how. Because he's made us able, made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of saints of light. God knows very well there's nobody on earth going to be worthy in their own thing. In their own, by what they've done. There's nobody other than Jesus. Nobody's going to be worthy by what they do. We're on a different track. It's like you wire something the wrong way. I think I may have told you, my brother, when he was a kid, he was very good at electronic stuff. I don't know. I sort of think Johanna got that sort of thing, because he was just a guy that could do electronic stuff by the time he was very little. He could make things. He could, when he would go into business and something, he would make the equipment instead of, like, he made this thing. He made, I guess, thousands of logos and things for this company that made speakers and stuff. I think some of them went into GM cars. But he made the equipment to do this with. It just was that way. When he was a little kid, he got a kit from Tandy. And it was a kit to make a CB radio, which was all the rage back then, you know. And he put that thing together. It didn't work. And little kid, you wouldn't think he'd just have it totally messed up. But actually, they took it to, my mom worked in electrical engineering department. She may have worked in mechanical at OSU at that time, but she took it to somebody in electrical, or she was already in electrical. And they looked it over, one wire out of place. One wire. Well, that one wire, I mean, as far as he's concerned, what a triumph that he just had one wire out of place in a very complicated, wasn't some little foxhole radio. This thing was pretty complicated. And, but he had one wire out of place, but that one wire messed up the whole thing. Now, what we're talking about is a big trunk wire that could mess up the whole thing, because you don't live this life by works. You don't live this life by being worthy by what you do. It just doesn't work that way. It says he made us worthy and to be partakers of this inheritance. So the inheritance and the things you get blessed with are blessed because, happen because you know, you got to get in the right place. You don't want to always be running off the road, and the blessing for you is on the road. But I'm saying it comes because he made you worthy. That's how it comes. So, having said this, this is something we didn't talk much about last time, and a very important thing, starting in verse 13, talking about God, what God did. It says who has delivered us from the power of darkness. That would be Satan and his powers and his cohorts and his kingdom, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That'd be Jesus. He's transferred us. If you believe in Jesus, you're transferred from the old kingdom and into the new kingdom, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, there's a lot of things we could talk about in that, and we probably will, but you brought up something before we started making this video part of this.
Right.
If you're watching this over video rather than live, I guess it would be video live or not live. But anyway, when I was a kid, we had a preacher that says, oh, you need to have a Bible study at home and pray every morning, you know. And in our family, we kind of do it here and scare them, but we do it. And Julie has these prayers that she's always doing for the family and everything. Well, when you pray for your family, think it's got to do with this. You were talking about that, and it just a light came on when you said that. You want to talk about that?
Well, it's
the change that you're seeing.
Yeah, it's. I think it comes exactly from what you're talking about. You know, I've made a recognition in my life, in the way I'm living. You know, there's I can take the approach. There's two approaches here. There's Kingdom of Darkness and Kingdom of Light. Kingdom of Darkness approach is, if I don't like something, I'm gonna yell at my wife. I'm going to institute change and demand my own way. And it's about, you know, forcing other people to behave in a particular manner. Now, you and I know that there's no way we can behave ourselves into the kingdom of light. There's no way that we can change the way that we are by deciding that we're going to be right people. Right? And so why should that work for anybody else? Right? So in my own experience, I understand that at the same time I'm a sinner, at the same time I am a full-fledged child of God seated in the heavenly places. But the relationship I have with God is that I am fully, I can sit on any way that I am in this life. I know that, one, it's completed. Two, I have everything I need if I just let God do what he's going to do in my life.
Okay, but let's take that a step further. That's all good. In other words, you've been transferred, so you're starting to act like
it. Hey, Mike.
So, just a second.
Hey, Mike.
Good. Good to see you.
Catch up with you later. I kind of talked with Dorothy, so I'll catch up with you later on that stuff.
Good to see you again. Yes, people come by. We're in a live place, so right. We talk to people. So hope everybody be able to put up with that. Sometimes what they say may be very interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We could go to the top of some tower where we know nobody, but I kind of like it down here on the ground.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Okay, but now. What you're talking about is you're recognizing where you are and you're following that recognition.
Right.
He said here we're translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So not only are we in God's kingdom, but we're also told in the New Testament that we have authority because of that transfer. That we've been moved and we have authority. Now, some people think the authority, and they're absolutely right in thinking, well, that's the name of Jesus. You know, we got this song that we sing, and you might be able to find it online here, but it's a song that there's no power that can stand before his name.
That's right.
And we can say his name, and we have tremendous power. But there are, and we don't want to de-emphasize that at all, and don't want to de-emphasize it so much of what Jesus and then the apostles later did, and the disciples, they used his name. I mean, Jesus did it by talking, and then they did it by talking and using his name, and it made a difference. But also what you're doing in your family, by praying for your family, by saying things in the house, you're also exercising your authority with Jesus by doing that. And I think one of the biggest best examples I can think of that just popped into my heart here is about Abraham. God says, you go walk, and everywhere you walk,
you'll be blessed.
You'll be blessed. And I'm going to give you what you walk on.
That's right. Exactly.
So you're walking and talking and walking with God, and that's going to have an effect wherever you go as long as you're led by him.
Exactly. So
which it says here, as long as you stay in
the walk. So what I'm doing, instead of me trying to exercise my authority, my authority in my family. I'm recognizing God's authority through me into my family. And I'm welcoming the blessing and the peace and the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking God to... See, I've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So I'm asking God to manifest the kingdom of light through everything that's under my authority. Because I'm the head of the household, right? But I don't want the kingdom of darkness to be flowing through me into my household. I want to let the kingdom of light flow through me and into my household.
Yeah, and it's kind of a let thing.
It's a let thing, exactly. It's letting the power of the resurrection touch and change and manifest peace. And what you were talking about, like that wire thing, it's like, you know, if you don't have the right wires connected, you got the wrong kind of energy flowing into your thing. So in many respects, us praying and getting our hearts right before God, which is essentially just an attitude of rest and, you know, it's a Sabbath attitude of many sorts. You know, we're done. We're done. God is going to do what He's going to do. And it's an attitude of faith, believing that, you know, God's going to manifest something. And it, when we get that electricity right, things change.
You know, several hundred years ago, that happened in a big way. We call it the Reformation. We've made it into such a historical thing, you know.
Yep.
But what happened was some people found out, and for all their faults, man, they had some faults. I don't want to talk about them. But they recognized something.
Yeah.
You know, some of the forerunners, like John Wycliffe and Tyndale, they were trying to get the Bible to normal people. But what was going to make such a difference? And they call them forerunners of Reformation. But what the people stood on was that this is a faith thing. When people really got a hold of the fact that this is a faith thing, I get Jesus in by faith, God gives me a measure of faith, I get Jesus in my heart by faith, and then more and more since then, people have, and we've had some rocky road up and down, but people are finding out, you know what, this thing in Colossians is right. We've been transferred and we've got all this inheritance. We ought to be really making a difference in the world. In what way? Well, there are billions of people who don't know about this. They don't know about this. I'm so happy when I see our audios, and now the videos will. I'm sure they will, because I'm going to put some of them on audio sites. So people are already kind of going to the audio sites or hooked up through iTunes and any way you want to be hooked up. Just go to the site. You're hooked up. But those people in all those countries, if they can just get a hold of something and see it, they are transferred to the kingdom of God. They're transformed as that happens, and they can bring other people too. For what reason? Eternal life.
That's right.
And a whole changed life. And how many families have we heard about? How many individuals? How many people have we heard about? And I don't want to make everything a family thing, because some people are just called not to be in a family thing. If they're always wanting to be in a family thing, then that's probably what they ought to do,
right?
Just generally. But whether you're single, whether you're married, whatever it is, everything around you changes when you start applying faith to what God said about who you are and where you are and what's going on. Because, I mean, you know, somebody comes up to you and says, well, what's going on? That may be out of some deep need. They really want to know what's going on. Man, that's what everybody wants to know on a higher level. They want to know what's going on here. What's this about? People write endless stories and poems and all this about, well, what is this life thing about? Well, it's about life.
It's a being thing.
Yes.
So, you know, my only criticism of the Reformation was we got too much into our heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
a lot of it bad, but it started out good. This is a faith thing.
It's a being thing. And I think what Paul is trying to get across here is that you know, there's a knowledge when applied to our way of recognizing a fact, is that if we are in Jesus, we've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
And that's what we is.
That's what we is. So let's just be there. And let that manifest itself through us. We don't need to go, you know, argue with people about, you know, or
sublapsarianism.
Is that what that is?
Well, something. Or maybe pre-sublapsarianism or post-sublapsarianism. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look that up. Maybe not. But it's what the truth is that if we carry about inside of us, the revolution is that not that we are knocking on people's doors and we have a track to give them about, you know, how they can have a formula for salvation. The truth is that we carry about in us the kingdom of light.
That's
that
right.
We have a way of being
that
God has given us that is just right. It doesn't flow from any kind of stress. In fact, it doesn't flow from anything that we try to do. It just happens. So that's why I pray for my family. It's because there doesn't need to be any stress or strife or anger in the family. There can be just peace naturally, because that's what flows out of the kingdom of God.
Well, there's a great authority you have as being a child of God to pray, and when you pray, you open up a situation to God's power.
That's
when
right.
You pray and listen, you open up a situation to God's power because of what you are. What the disciples went out and did after Jesus left was they just went out and they were.
That's right.
They were what they were.
And they were so excited about what Jesus has done in their lives that they wanted to share that miracle with other people.
Well, next time we're moving in, unless we stay longer on this, I think next time we'll be into this, we start finding out who Jesus is. It's a pretty amazing bit of scripture from verse 15 on for a while. And it starts out by saying he's the image of the invisible God, and you might just be thinking about that. But this authority thing, now realize when you come against something that's wrong and you're praying and really you're not praying, then you're exercising authority in some cases, and you're saying this is God's territory.
That's right.
In Jesus' name, we're taking this territory. The enemy's not going to keep having this territory. We're going to find out how to be what we are in this territory. It's a very exciting thing. Very
That's
exciting.
Right.
But if you just caught this somewhere, it's www.allnationsradio.podomatic.com, and there's a link to the videos and a link to a lot of other stuff. And there are audios right on that page. You can study this whole, when we get done, you can study this whole Bible study. Read about it, because we have an email that we send out, and which you can find out about there, and you can listen and watch and do all kinds of things, but at least listen and study a whole book in depth, and wow, that's something to do.
That's right.
And also people can put their own remarks online, and other people can talk about it while the show's going on. So that's amazing technology.
Sounds good to me.
We'll see you next time.
All right, Don, thank you.